Chapter 6, Post-Work Imaginaries. The goal of the future is full unemployment. Arthur C. Clarke. Whereas the previous chapter analyzed the changing social conditions that are making a post-work world increasingly necessary, this chapter will outline what a post-work world might mean in practice. To that end, we advance some broad demands to start building a platform for a post-work society. In asserting the centrality of demands, we are breaking with a widespread tendency of today's radical left that believes making no demands is the height of radicalism. These critics often claim that making a demand means giving in to the existing order of things by asking, and therefore legitimating, an authority. But these accounts miss the antagonism at the heart of making demands, and the ways in which they are essential for constituting an active agent of change. In this light, the rejection of demands is a symptom of theoretical confusion, not practical progress. A politics without demands is simply a collection of aimless bodies. Any meaningful vision of the future will set out proposals and goals, and this chapter is a contribution to that potential discussion. None of the proposals presented will be radically new, but this is part of their strength. It is not a free-floating project, since frameworks and movements already exist and have traction in the world. Today, revolutionary demands appear naive, while reformist demands appear futile. Too often, that is where the debate ends, with each side denouncing the other and the strategic imperative to change our conditions forgotten. The demands we propose are therefore intended as non-reformist reforms. By this, we mean three things. First, they have a utopian edge that strains at the limits of what capitalism can concede. This transforms them from polite requests into insistent demands charged with belligerence and antagonism. Such demands combine the future orientation of utopias with the immediate intervention of the demand, invoking a, quote, utopianism without apology, unquote. Second, these non-reformist proposals are grounded in real tendencies of the world today, giving them a viability that revolutionary dreams lack. Third, and most importantly, such demands shift the current political equilibrium and construct a platform for further development. They project an open-ended escape from the present rather than a mechanical transition to the next predetermined stage of history. The proposals in this chapter will not break us out of capitalism, but they do promise to break us out of neoliberalism and to establish a new equilibrium of political, economic, and social forces. From the social democratic consensus to the neoliberal consensus, our argument is that the left should mobilize around a post-work consensus. With a post-work society, we would have even more potential to launch forward to greater goals. But this is a project that must be carried out over the long term, decades rather than years, cultural shifts rather than electoral cycles. Given the reality of the weakened left today, there is only one way forward: to potentially rebuild its power. A topic that will be covered in the chapters to follow. There simply is no other way to bring about a post-work world. We must, therefore, attend to these longer-term strategic goals and rebuild the collective agencies that might eventually bring them about. By directing the left towards a post-work future, not only will significant gains be aimed for, such as the reduction of drudgery and poverty, but political power will be built in the process. In the end, we believe a post-work society is not only achievable, given the material conditions, but also viable and desirable. This chapter charts a way forward, building a post-work society on the basis of fully automating the economy, reducing the working week, implementing a universal basic income, and achieving a cultural shift in the understanding of work.